This is NPR's Life in Berlin.
For example, if I sing pam 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 pam, you probably would be able to relate yourself to a scale that moves in a major scale of C major or whatever, whichever key that I'm in.
This is Ramesh Vinakayam. He's in Berlin from Chennai, India, to participate in the annual März Music Festival.
I'm actually singing the same notes of C, D, E, F, G or whatever, you know, but I'm actually moving in a particular way. And if I ask you to repeat it, then you really do not know. You will never understand. But a notational system gives you the window to the music that you want to see.
Add inventor to Vinakayam's already long bio. He's a singer, composer, songwriter, and producer. Now he's invented the Gamaka box, which is the first system to notate gamakas, those trills and glides which make Indian classical music Indian classical music.
You know, the Western music, as we know, is made of notes of the pitches on the piano, like they're like stepwise. The Indian classical music is made of floating notes that float between these pitches. There's a problem because the age-old tradition does not believe in notation.
Carnatic music, South Indian classical music, is learned by rote. Without notation, it can be hard for Europeans to understand or appreciate what's going on in Indian classical music, let alone play it. So Vinakayam is on a mission to change that.
There's a saying that you cannot really cook a pumpkin written on paper. So that's the way they look at notation.
Step one, teaching the German musicians of the KNM Contemporary Ensemble to play Carnatic music through his Gamaka box system. The result premiered last week at Radial System 5.
People think that it's pitted against the tradition. No, a notation system, as I told you, is an added tool which doesn't ask you not to listen. It makes you listen to more music.
If Vinakayam is breaking the rules, it's part of his hopeful vision that more and more people will fall in love with and learn to play Indian classical music.
Let me tell you, something like food. You know that your mom makes the best food, but you still come back to that. That way, your musical ideas, you are all used to a certain sound. Why would anybody say something is not beautiful because it's not from my country? Would you not love a different flower, which is very beautiful, from some other place other than yours? So it's just as simple as that.
Vinakayam describes Indian music as something like an acquired taste. If so, at least one room of Berliners is now hungry for more. For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.